Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Got a lot of stuff to get into involving the NBA and the NFL and a little college football as well. Of course, we'll get into that. The one and only T.I. is coming on as a guest on this show. I'm going to applaud him ahead of time for showing up because he's not in hibernation any longer. He's not hiding after my New York Knicks shellacked his Atlanta Hawks in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't think, you know, I still haven't heard from Ludacris. Still looking for him. Can't find him. But at least T.I. is brave enough to show up after that happened. But looking forward to talking to him. A new song out doing his thing. A couple of things he's doing. Always good talking to him. Can't wait to have that. A lot of stuff to get into, but the first order of business is the NBA playoffs, courtesy of the Detroit Pistons and the Cleveland Cavaliers going at one another just last night. It was a big-time game, make no mistake about it. The Cleveland Cavaliers ended up winning the game 117-113 in overtime. They've taken a 3-2 series lead. After being down 0-2 in this series, they've won three straight, went into Detroit last night, courtesy of 30 points by James Harden, another 21 by Donovan Mitchell, 19 big-time points from Evan Mobley, and, of course, 20 points off the bench from Max Strus, who hit 6 of 8 from three-point range, really did his thing last night. The Detroit Pistons, despite a 39-point effort from the one and only Cade Cunningham, ended up falling 117-113. And now the Detroit Pistons, the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, a team that I had believed was the biggest threat to the New York Knicks getting to the NBA Finals. The Detroit Pistons are on the brink of elimination, needing to win Game 6 tomorrow night in order to survive and push this series to a Game 7. And I'm going to give props where props is due to James Harden, because I think it's necessary. He showed up, dropped 30 points over the last three games, and so he's averaging like 24 on 43% shooting from the field, but 42% from three-point range. Give credit where credit is due in that regard. What I will say to you is this. There's a couple of things to peel from this. Number one, the Detroit Pistons don't have a bona fide secondary offensive scoring option. Number two, I think if they played the Knicks would beat them. Number three, I think if you're the Detroit Pistons, you've got to look at yourself. You got to look at a guy like Jalen Duren, knowing he has a tremendous upside. He's only 22 years of age, but he's been a virtual no-show in these playoffs, and that's something to be concerned about. Number four, if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, you've got a chance. And when you're looking at James Harden and what he brings to the table, on one hand, you have to applaud what you saw from him, no doubt about that. You got to give props where props is due. On the other hand, this is one of the prolific scorers in the history of the game of basketball. And we know that when it comes to a game six or a game seven, on too many occasions in a playoff series, James Harden has been nowhere to be found. And that simply cannot happen, ladies and gentlemen, if the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to have a chance to win an NBA championship. It simply can't happen. There's no way around it. We can slice it any way we want to, but that's what this comes down to. James Harden is one win shy of his first conference finals since 2018 with the Houston Rockets. That means it's been 8 years since the man hasn't been even to a conference finals. Okay? We got to point that out. We got to point out that when we look at James Harden, calling it like we see it, even though he shot 8 for 21 last night, which wasn't great, but he still got to the free throw line and hit 11 of his 14 free throws and notched his first postseason game with 30 or more points, marking the 50th such performance of his illustrious career. The 30 or more points is the first time he's dropped 30 this postseason. But in his career, he has scored over 30 in the postseason on 50 separate occasions. In games 3 to 5, over the last three games, 24.3 points, 43% shooting for the field, 42% shooting for three-point range with 8 assists. A far cry from the 16 points and 32% shooting and 9% from 3 that he averaged in the first two games of this series. But here's what it comes down to for James Harden, and it is inescapable. There is a game 6 coming up tomorrow night in Cleveland, their home turf. And in those game 6s, James Harden is 4-13 lifetime. Whether he was up 3-2 or down 3-2, he's 4-13 lifetime in game 6s. And in 5 of the last game 6s, his record is 1-4, 16.8 points, 37% shooting from three-point from the field, and 23% shooting from three-point range. That is unacceptable. That's what we're all looking for right now. That's where our eyes are right now. When we look at James Harden, that's what this comes down to. What are you going to do? It don't matter what we saw from you in games 1-5 or 3-5. It doesn't matter. The Achilles heel, the knock against James Harden has been, what the hell is he going to do when a game 6 or a game 7 arrives? He disappeared in the finals as a reserve for Oklahoma City when they went up against Miami in 2012. He's disappeared in the playoffs against Golden State. He's disappeared in the playoffs against San Antonio when he was in Houston. He's disappeared in the playoffs when he was in Brooklyn. He's disappeared in the playoffs when he was with Philadelphia under Doc Rivers, his first year there, and they were up on Boston 3-2, and then he folded the last two games. The question for James Harden is not about what he does before game 6 or 7. It's what he does once game 6 arrives. And it's not about just efficiency. It's not as if he shot 2-20 or something like that. This is a brother that averages over 20 shots a game for the vast majority of his illustrious career. And then a game 6 or 7 comes and suddenly he's not even attempting shots. It's like the basketball rim is Freddy Krueger or Jason from Friday the 13th. You can't have that happen. You can't. This is it. This is what it's all about. This is what you got to stand on right now. And if you, James Harden, sink or swim, if you're James Harden, you got to show up. Now, everybody's going to say Donovan Mitchell too, Donovan Mitchell too. And I get it. But I've seen Donovan Mitchell perform well in big-time games. And I've seen him perform not so well. What I've never seen is a complete AWOL performance. Like, where the hell are you? You are nowhere to be found. We have never seen that from Donovan Mitchell. So I know a lot of people say, and I don't know, you guys might feel differently. You might feel there's more pressure on Donovan Mitchell than it is on James Harden. I feel there's more pressure on James Harden than Donovan Mitchell simply because you need to show up. Ain't nobody asking you to play otherworldly. If that's not what you do, that's not what you do. But what can't happen is that you just completely disappear. Don't even attempt shots. Don't even look to be aggressive. Don't even look to make things happen. You can't do that. James Harden's got to show up. It's that simple. And by the way, I'm all for removing people from the top 75 list of all time. You know, we have those folks. You know, you've been named to the 75th anniversary team. I don't give a damn. As easy as you were on the list, as easy as you could come off. That's how I think about it. That's how I look at it. That's where I'm coming from with it. I just think that if you're Cleveland, with Evan Mobley, with Jared Allen, with Strus playing the way that he's played. I remember when Strus was in the finals as a two guard, giving you nothing. Stuff like that can't happen. Stuff like that has to change. That's what it really, really is. You're James Harden. You're too great for that. And you got to stand up and make sure that you remind the world that you are. So Cleveland can get to the conference finals and then lose to the New York Knicks. That's what I'm seeing. What about you? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. 3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. A couple other things to get to. Transitioning to the NFL and the NFL schedule for its international games. The full schedule, full slate for the 2026 NFL season, I believe, comes out tonight. But in the meantime, here we are looking at the NFL international schedule. And here's what I'm here to tell you. When you look at that, and I'm seeing these games, San Francisco against the Rams, that's a big-time game. Damn, Melbourne, Australia, that's a long-ass flight. That really, really is. The only good thing about that is that there's two division rivals going up against one another. And when you have the division rivals going up against one another, they're subjected to the same fate. Both West Coast teams, both within the NFC West, both making the same trip to Melbourne, Australia, to play a football game September 10th. 17 days later, it's Baltimore going up against the Dallas Cowboys in Rio de Janeiro. I'm going to have to go to that one. I ain't going to lie to you. And it ain't for the football games. It's Rio de Janeiro. I mean, that's what I'm looking at. I've never been to Rio de Janeiro. I've heard a lot about it. I've never been to Rio de Janeiro. I might have to look at that. I might have to look at that. You got Indianapolis versus Washington a week later in London, England. October 11th, Philadelphia versus Jacksonville. No harm near. Why is Jacksonville having back-to-back games in London? They play against Philly October 11th, and they play against Houston October 18th. Pittsburgh at New Orleans in France. Paris. Cincinnati versus Atlanta in Madrid, Spain. New England going up against Detroit in Munich, Germany. That's a long flight, too. And then they cap it off with Minnesota going out against San Francisco in Mexico City. I'm not quite as old school as Doggy. He says these people in these other nations don't give a damn about the NFL. I beg to differ. And I want to applaud the NFL for trying to globalize its image and its brand. Nothing wrong with that. But in the same breath, I'm like, damn. Melbourne, Australia? It's a long flight. It really, really is. And I don't know how down I am with something like that. But that's just me. At the end of the day, I like the international schedule. I like those games coming on and all times of the day or night, as long as that ain't the vast majority of the games. So as long as it's cool like that, I'm good with it. I am good with it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is 888-623-3646. I wanted to get to another subject before I go to break about a college football matter that I felt obliged, I felt obligated to touch on, to be quite honest with you. Because it's something that happened, and I wasn't cool with it at all. Steve Sarkisian, the head coach of the Texas Longhorns. And, you know, he coaches the Texas Longhorns. He's the football coach. And he was being interviewed months ago, and, you know, he was quoted. And what he was quoted as saying was taking a shot at Ole Miss University, okay? Latest round started when Steve Sarkisian took a jab at Ole Miss Rebels in a story published Tuesday by USA Today. Sarkisian was discussing tampering allegations involving Ole Miss and linebacker Luke Farrelly's transfer from Clemson when he pivoted to academics. Quote, at Texas, Steve Sarkisian, at Texas, we will only take 50% of a player's academic credit hours, Sarkisian said. You may be a semester from graduating, but you're going all the way back to 50% if you play here and want a degree. But at Ole Miss, they can take you. All you have to do is take basket weaving, and you get an Ole Miss degree. Timing was notable, according to news report, because it came one day after Lane Kiffin, now at LSU Tigers after leaving Ole Miss, told Vanity Fair that recruiting at Ole Miss could be difficult because of factors including the school's racial history. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I said. And I caused an uproar to some degree. Because I pointed out how if you're Lane Kiffin, if you are these people, you have to understand that look, it's hard. I get it. It's very, very hard. You know, when you look at what's been transpiring, when you look at what's going on, I said Lane Kiffin had to take the LSU job because it's a better job. If you are black and you are not from Mississippi and you hear the words Mississippi, Ole Miss or Mississippi State or whatever, it's going to give you cause to pause because of their racial history. It's just a fact. And it's going to be easier to recruit if you go to a different school rather than Ole Miss. It's just a fact. These are things that I said. These are things that I said. But having said that, that doesn't mean they deserve the shots taken at them. Pete Golden filled in for Lane Kiffin once Lane Kiffin departed and did a magnificent job. Got them to the Final Four of the NCAA. I mean, did an absolute job. Great job. Chambliss is a star quarterback. The brother's a stud. They were better than Texas this year. Texas got oil money. They got deep pockets from alumni members and beyond. We all know this. And maybe people alluded to, maybe Steve Sarkisian was a little jealous or whatever. Well, you should be. Their program is better than yours right now. But when he sit up there and he says, you know what? All you have to do is take basket weaving. That's a low blow. You don't have to say that and do that to Ole Miss. Not only that, you're minimizing parts of their curriculum when you do something like that. Who qualifies Steve Sarkisian to do that? So I'm just saying to me, it's like that was low. He didn't have to do that. And I felt that needed to be said, so I said it. Triple A Mad Dog 6 is 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio.